The hole. There was a hole in her. It was in the upper middle where the breastplate, sternum, ribs, and whatever beneath, etc., should be, above where the Teletubbies are, though theirs have little televisions, not nothing. Sometimes she felt something go through the hole, sometimes with something like whistling. It wasn't a thing she thought she could fill. It was surrounded by a hoop made out of wood like an olden toy. Not all of her was wood, although it felt sometimes as if she was, which was uncomfortable. The wood was sometimes polished. Was this resultant of a passive time? Sometimes it was oddly flexible, even beautiful. More often it was splintered, split, or hard with creosote or some gross, nasty, probably cancer-causing crap throughout, and gouges like where telephone repair persons gouge things in to climb onto. Mostly it was round, though not entirely, but bent, not true. So if it were outside of her or unconfined, it would wobble like a drunk or some poor bastard with a head injury. It mostly didn't stick out. It mostly stayed in and was apparent, therefore, to only her, but some awful times to others, these times embarrassing her, them too, if they had a heart. Mostly it was beige or sienna or brown, sometimes dark, deep with also in or underneath it red, though sometimes also black, as if like unto something coagulated. It was not ebony, but how many kinds of wood do people really know? Not many. So people thought ebony, though it was not. It was a kind of wood we wot not of, a tree we wot not either. Whether it had been carved, cut, gouged, bow, hand, or hacksawed, or bent in her recently, or bent in her forever, she neither wot, nor why it now awared itself in her. Had she not been paying attention before? Yet often it is hard to know what's missing. Had she started paying attention because it hurt? Except there was no it to hurt. It being a whole, it being nothing. Could nothing hurt? Could nothing be a thing? For something or part or non-part or non-thing inside her did, or perhaps had, i.e. since slash from the past. For she was, and forgive me here, I do not mean to be insensitive toward the differently abled. I mean only to describe her pathologically. She was retarded, i.e. she was very, very slow to understand. This is to say that often what happened to her awared itself unto her much, much later, sometimes too late. Sometimes it was like things happened to her, but they didn't feel like they did, or not at the same time, or not to her, but to someone else, or someone only sort of her. Or actually, maybe it was more like jet lag, like how you start somewhere to go somewhere else, but you go too far or too fast. It is not natural when you think of it to go like that up, up above, like Icarus, the sky or where you don't know. I just put that Icarus in for because it's not really my story. Up, up above the sky or where you don't know where, and your body doesn't understand. It has to catch up with whatever, and this takes time. It takes time, but you don't know that it is taking time for a time, because for a time you think, this time I'm fine. This time I'm all right. This time it isn't happening. Except it is. It is happening again. It is inside of you again. It is you again. You are in it. You are it again. And no, you are not fine now. You are not, which you finally suddenly realize because suddenly it has walloped you. It's like it's breaking your head and other stuff apart. And like your blood is moving backwards and your guts are about to smithering. There's roiling around inside of you, some thing or non-thing cursing and juddering, clutching, and some thing is... Something is happening inside where breastplate, sternum, ribs, and or Teletubby is beneath, or something-ing is about to, you are about, maybe it's more like the soundtrack of a movie out of sync, and I do not mean just a little out of sync here, I mean a lot, like days or years, like half your retarded, pardon me again, effing life, so the black community realize something's wrong, something does not make sense, the words and the pictures are so far apart, they cannot make sense with each other again. then even if you shut your eyes to only hear or plug up your ears to only see, you'll never be able to do what you need to shut out the crap that's bubbling in your brain. Or was the cutting of the hole felt only later? Or was the cutting of the hole still happening? Was it the cutting itself that hurt? Or was it the post-cutting cauterizing and or annealing and or air quotes healing? Or was it other things? Had the cutting been bloody and gross? Had it been, oh, was there yet to be the widening of eyes, the catching of breath, the gaping of mouth, the clutching of innards, the pressing between a vice grip of the noggin, etc.? Had there been sobs and tears and snot and groans and groanings inexpressible, would there yet be, or had the act been clean and antiseptic? Well, that's a no-brainer. Sometimes when she was quiet, she thought she could hear something falling in and out of her. Sometimes she seeped. She'd bend over to try to hide and wipe. Her hand went near to try, but sometimes accidentally in, and she worried that someone could see her bumbling around like this and know about the hole, and she was ashamed. She tried to look on the bright side. A good thing was it carried things. Instead of putting her backpack on her back, she could stick it in as if the backpack was on vacation in a hammock or on a fingernail moon. This took some of the weight away.